You are now tuned in to your number one radio station.
Hello and welcome. You have now tuned in to 6LN's yearly Year 6 Roundup. Here it goes, How to Survive Year 6.
We've had a full year of laughter, learning, challenges and memories, and we're here to give you a taste of what Year 6 is really like.
Whether you're in Year 5 or you just want to see what we're about, then you're in the right place.
In Year 6, you get loads of opportunities of responsibilities,
such as radio leader, librarian and team captain.
Don't forget the benches.
Especially the benches.
And even though the teachers seem like big scary monsters with massive expectations,
they're not!
Today we are diving into the broad curriculum that Year 6 has to offer, and today when we say broad we mean it. It isn't just all maths and English.
Let's start with our favourite World War II topic. We had a creative day where we dressed up as evacuees, land girls and soldiers. Took part in Spitfire glider competition and even cracked some World War II codes like proper Bletchley Park prose.
Don't forget the tea dance. We learnt wartime steps but put on our 1940s best faces and danced like no one was watching. And then there was our visit to Winchester Military Museum. History really came alive.
But it didn't stop there. We jumped straight into our location topic, exploring maps, learning about cities and going on a local area walk to discover the hidden history right on our doorstep.
And then there was science. We studied light, evolution, animals, including humans. Basically, if it moves or glows, we've learned about it.
Plus, there was RE, PE, PSHE, art, Spanish, music and computing.
Honestly, we'd be here all day if we had to try and list everything we've covered this year.
Safe to say, our brains have had a serious workout and we're ready for whatever Year 7 throws at us.
Year 6 equals full on, fun and full of learning.
Christmas in Year 6. Magical, exciting and non-stop.
Honestly, we barely had time to sit still. From Christmas cards making to hoop decoration, we were like festive elves on a mission.
One of the coolest things we did was in DT and computing. We designed our own Christmas shop window displays and used coding skills to light them up.
And who could forget the Christmas extravaganza? Year 6 had the most important job of all, food. We made tasty treats with very fancy names like snowman poop, marshmallows, elf kisses, jelly beans, and snowman noses, orange midget gems.
There are also the classic Christmas lunch with crackers, songs, and the world's hottest gravy.
So how do you survive the Christmas chaos in Year 6? Here's our official list. Top tips for surviving Christmas in school. 1. Don't eat all your ingredients before you make your treats. As much as we wanted to, we didn't. 2. Keep any glitter under control. It will follow you home.
3. Practice your best Christmas jumper pose. There will be photos. 4. Embrace the madness. It's the most magical kind of busy.
In March, we went on a Year 6 residential to Condover Hall,
where there are countless activities and you can do them with all of your friends.
Let's play a game.
Condover quiz.
We will be testing them on their knowledge at Condover.
Let's go.
Yeah, go.
What was the most messy activity?
A. Kayaking. B. Aerial trek. Or C. Nature trail.
C. Nature trail, obviously.
No, it's A. Kayaking.
C is wrong. A is right.
Yay!
No!
Now time for the next question. What was the hardest activity?
A.
Trapeze.
B. Archery tag. Or C. Gladiator's wall.
A. Trapeze, obvs.
No, C, Gladiator Wall. I'm always right.
C is right. A is, you guessed it, wrong.
You might have jinxed yourself, Player B. Anyway, last but not least, what was the activity with the secret ball pit?
A, nature trail. B, tunnelling. Or C, laser maze.
B, tunnelling.
No, C, laser maze. I know I'm right.
C is wrong. B is right.
Let's go.
Seriously?
That's the end of our Condo quiz. Condova sounds like quite the adventure.
Year 6 isn't just about lessons and fun quizzes. Oh no, we've had so many exciting extracurricular opportunities. We could probably write a whole book about them.
We had time to shine, dressing up in bright colours while learning all about road safety. Bright coats equals safe kids equals fashion win.
Then World Book Day, the outfits were amazing, from Hogwarts to Wimpy Kid, as well as some snazzy PJs. We had a full library walking through the corridors. Then there was Friendship Week, where we focused on kindness, respect, and what to do if we see bullying. We even worked with other year groups to create some amazing art.
And let's not forget the sporty stuff. Potted sports, the fun run, and of course, the epic sports day, where we ran, jumped, and cheered our hearts out.
We are still going because we cannot forget Westfields has talent. We saw singers, dancers, comedians, and whatever that magic trick was. Still confused, but impressed.
Bikeability. Bikeability was great fun. Learning how to ride safely and confidently, especially helpful for when we head off to secondary school. And we also had some fantastic workshops too. The VR experience kicked off our natural disasters topic. And then we had visits from Fire Safety, visited Think Safe and the NSPCC, teaching us how to stay safe in and out of school.
Honestly, we've been so lucky. It's been fun, useful and packed with chances to try new things.
Top tip, always say yes to new opportunities. You never know what you'll learn.
From discos to deep thinking, Year 6 really does it all.
The next thing coming up is SATs.
Fun quizzes.
I know they seem scary with the deadly silence.
And loads of paper.
Or the teachers walking around the room with a sinister look.
But what you hear are fake facts. Allow us to explain it in the form of a rap.
Yo, SATs are coming, but we don't stress. We call them fun quizzes, don't need to guess. Sharpen those pencils, give it your all. We're Year 6 legends, standing tall.
Reading, smashed it. Maths, let's go. With fraction, flipping, ratio pros. Grammar, gang, you know we rule. Dropping clauses like we're cool in school. So breathe in deep and strike that pose. Confident high from head to toes. SATs can't stop us, we're on the rise. Westfield's crew, we aim for the skies.
At the end of Year 6, we did a fantastic production, The Wrong Way Round.
With costumes, lights, drama,
and music.
The wrong way round, from sky to ground, from in to out, we're all about the wrong way round.
We poured our blood, sweat and tears into this masterpiece.
Even though sometimes the practices didn't go well, it was still amazing.
It was one hectic ride. We had to learn lines, stage directions and when to have props.
So hard to remember.
But don't worry, even though it may sound terrifying, it was a piece of cake.
Also, thanks to the LSAs for making all the props.
And the teachers for editing the script.
When we move on to secondary school, we can stand together, happy and strolling tall.
Strolling tall together today and tomorrow. Strolling tall in separate ways at the crossroads. Strolling tall. Our chapter's learning, it's gone so fast. We've had a blast. We will remember every day.
Moving to secondary school sounds huge, right? New building, new teachers, new rules.
And don't forget about the mountains of homework.
Okay, maybe not mountains, but it did feel like a big deal at first.
Luckily, we had some amazing transition days that made it way easier.
We got to explore our new school, meet some of our future teachers, and yes, we definitely checked out the canteen.
Our PSHE lessons were really helpful too. We talked through our worries, hopes, and how to handle change.
Turns out everyone's a bit nervous, and that's totally normal.
The more we talked about stuff, the more confident we felt.
Now we're excited. We've got our maps, our timetables, and about 3 spares of everything, just in case.
Bring on Year 7! We're ready to roll!